Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get to visit with Joe Bartle. He works at the Cooperative Grain and Supply in Hillsboro, Kansas. Joe, how long have you been receiving wheat this year?
It's been just about a week and a half of harvest really being underway here. For the most part, it's been the quality has been good. The sample hasn't been the cleanest of samples. The higher humidity has caused some issues with that.
I suppose there's been a lot of scattered showers in the area.
Yeah, so far that, one side of town will have, half an inch, and then the other side will be, 2 inches of rain, and then you just got to be knowing where your dry grain is, and then the farmers just have to change their plans a little bit.
So you understand about how the protein of needing at a certain range to make bread. What does this year's crop look like?
For the most part, it's been averaging, 10 to 12% protein, which it'll make a good all-purpose flour.
How much longer will you have for wheat harvest in this area?
Well, depending on if we catch all the rains when we don't want them or when we want them, it'll probably be about 2 weeks before we're finishing up harvest.
Will you be hauling wheat out during harvest, or do you have enough room for it?
Yeah, we'll have enough room to hold this wheat harvest. We'll have to move a little bit around for the hopefully large bean harvest and good corn harvest, but for the most, we'll have enough room for the wheat.
And what other locations does Cooperative Grain and Supply have?
We have Hillsboro, Marion, Canton, Lehigh, and Canada.
We're visiting with Joe Bartle. He works at Cooperative Grain and Supply. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.